For 20 years now, a tiny nonprofit in North Carolina has helped scores of mostly obscure and impoverished blues, roots, gospel, and folk musicians get by and get heard. The Music Maker Relief Foundation has supported and released tracks from lots of great American musicians you've probably never listened to, including Ironing Board Sam, Guitar Gabriel, Willam A. Buckner, and an 86-year-old Virginia tobacco farmer and blues picker named Boo Hanks.
Did not tell her, keep on chugging, mama, chugging my blues away. Keep on chugging, baby, every night and every day. I gotta get down to a lean at the truck trying to get your liver seen. Keep on chugging, mama.
Yes, sir, how you doing?
How you doing? I'm Eric Westervelt. Yeah, pleasure to meet you.
I'm Boo Hanks. Yes, sir, Boo Hanks.
Boo Hanks' home is wedged between greenhouses and a tobacco field in rural Buffalo Junction, Virginia, hugging the North Carolina border. He still helps farm tobacco when his old body lets him. Home is a disheveled one-bedroom trailer.
I see a Fender amp over there.
Yeah, Fender, yeah.
The trailer and its lights and water were paid for by the Music Maker Relief Foundation, which also covers Hanks' heating oil. And the nonprofit has helped get this down-on-his-luck Piedmont bluesman a little attention for his music. Hank's father was also a farmer and weekend musician, guitar, harmonica, accordion. Hank says he grew up in North Carolina farming and listening to blues on his dad's hand-cranked Victrola with its amplification cone, or reproducer, as he calls it.
My daddy played guitar. Paul was a guitar player. And he played accordion, guitar, and blew the harmonica. And I started playing guitar when I was about 11 or 12 years old. I started playing, yeah. And I've been playing some guitar ever since. And, at that time, we had Victrola, crank handle Victrola, where you wind up with a crank handle, had a reproducer on it with a needle in it, and you played in record, and the reproducer would pull the sound out. And at the time, Blind Boy Fuller was playing, and
Hanks would play along to the records of Piedmont blues great Blind Boy Fuller.
And I thought they're playing behind Blind Boy.
You must have had a good ear.
Oh, yeah, I got a good ear. Because you take, I tune my guitar. I don't use no tuner. I tune my guitar by ear.
In addition to the trailer and heating oil, Music Maker sends Hanks a small monthly check to help him pay for food and to get by. In all, Music Maker currently provides regular support for 36 low-income blues and roots musicians. Ironing Board Sam recently required new prescription glasses. 85-year-old bluesman John D. Holman needed help paying for medicine. R&B singer Denise LaSalle faced losing her home, so the foundation chipped in on her mortgage until she got back on her feet. Electric bluesman Pee Wee Hayes, who lives off a disability check, needed a guitar. Music Maker came through with a new Stratocaster. Tim Duffy co-founded the organization in 1994.
Seemed to be the best musicians were all living in abject poverty. The recording industry wasn't never set up for these guys. Touring doesn't work for old men and old women. $100 a month or $50 a month can change whether they'll keep the guitar in the pawn shop or not.
Duffy got a degree in musicology and was hired to collect tunes for the Southern Folklife Collection. He got hooked finding musicians across the South. With his shaggy blonde hair, Duffy looks like he might be a roadie for the Allman Brothers. He's a man on a mission.
If you follow any music that's popular around the world and you follow it back to its essential root, you'll find yourself squarely standing in the South in a house like this. Because Southern music was created by working class people from the very foundings of this country, black, white, and mostly poor.
But Duffy knows the foundation can't cure poverty. So social welfare is just part of Music Maker's goal. The bigger job is getting gigs for these musicians and recording them. In the last 20 years, Music Maker has released more than 150 CDs. Most of the musicians are largely unknown local players, many of whom have never recorded before. Duffy is a kind of modern-day Alan Lomax with a checkbook. Duffy met and was inspired by Lomax, the late musicologist and folklorist who did so much to record and preserve a train full of great 20th century American music. But Duffy says it was high time for a new model that put the musician first and as an equal partner.
Alan Lomax, God bless him, recorded everything, a superhuman. I had a different approach. I would document a single artist and save that single artist instead of just a one chance meeting with a folklorist. It's a lifelong meeting. And that's the essential with Music Maker. if we develop partnerships in the community with people like Boo, so it's a true hand up, not a hand out.
Boo Hanks plays occasional gigs at local bars and nursing homes in the area. On this day, he's performing for a small crowd of firemen at the Virgilina Volunteer Fire Department. He's joined by an artist more than 50 years his junior, 32-year-old Dom Flemons, a roots folk musician and founding member of the Grammy Award-winning band The Carolina Chocolate Drops. Boo and Dom have recorded a CD together.
How about we do like Key to the Highway?
Key to the Highway. I woke up this morning, slipped on my highway shoe. The first thing I know, my feet had them highway blue.
Tony Young is a local resident who helped discover Boo Hanks. The music maker volunteer is part of Tim Duffy's ad hoc team that helps scout for players in need.
You know, everybody in the community is involved with this, and that's what one reason I really like working with a music maker, because you feel like you're getting the whole community, you know, involved in it.
Oh, boy. Oh, Lord.
Back at Boo's tiny trailer home, he gives us a few more details about his family's history. There's a photo of his grandparents.
Sure, my granddaddy pictured there. And look, him and grandma were united in 1800, that 214 years ago.
Hank says his great-grandfather was a slave, a gift from a wealthy landowner to a colonel and his new wife on their wedding day. Boo Hanks will turn 87 in the spring, and he's still living on his own. But he says without help from Music Maker, he's not sure how he'd get by.
Yeah, I really appreciate getting hooked up with Tim and them and having the opportunity to do what I have done until what I'm still doing. So it's a big help to me, and I like it. And thank you, Tim.
Well, thank you, Boo.
Yeah, man.
I get more out of it than you do.
Yeah, God bless you, man.
The Music Maker nonprofit consists of only half a dozen people. They get the occasional check from a supportive rock star and help from other foundations, but 70% of their budget comes from individual donations. Over the years, they've helped hundreds of musicians, but founder Tim Duffy says there are many more he hasn't been able to get to.
If I had the funding and the time to really be in the field, I could find hundreds of musicians every year. The music never ends.
You go ahead and play something, let me follow you.
Boo Hanks and Dom Flemons finish up their set at the local firehouse. Two finger-picking bluesmen with generations between them, brought together by Music Maker. As they wind up their set, the older musician insists the younger one take the lead.
Now you get down to Memphis, hey, you won't find me there. Good Lord, get the first thing smoking down the road.